This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is getting more than $9 million from the CDC to respond to the new coronavirus. The federal money will support staff, state and local health departments, that is. The funds are part of the coronavirus supplemental bill approved by Congress and signed by the president last week. CU Boulder students will complete the current semester online starting Monday. Staff is being asked to work remotely if possible. CU Colorado Springs and Metro State in Denver are also transitioning most of their classes to online learning. Colorado College asked its students to try to stay off the Colorado Springs campus and attend classes remotely at least through mid-April. Both Colorado senators voted today to overturn a federal rule that limits debt relief for students defrauded by schools. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The rewrite of the borrower defense rule by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos would make it harder to cancel the loans of students at shuttered institutions like the Art Institute of Colorado. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says nearly 4,000 Colorado borrowers are seeking relief from predatory schools. GOP Senator Cory Gardner says it's important that when fraud or abuse occurs, there's a straightforward process in place to adjudicate and forgive student loans. The resolution now heads to the president's desk. The White House said last month they'd recommend the president veto it, letting the DeVos rule take effect. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
50 degrees, light rain in Grand Junction, 66 partly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.